using the high-risk list to support capture. If your company is looking to help the government solve its most distressing problems, look no further than the Government Accountability Office, or GAO, high-risk list. The programs on GAO's list are updated at the start of each new Congress. They are vulnerable to waste, fraud, abuse, or mismanagement and need transformation. The top 20 problems that the government considers most pressing on its list are emergency loans for small businesses, national efforts to prevent, respond to, and recover from drug misuse, decennial census, Department of Energy's contract and project management for the National Nuclear Security Administration and Office of Environmental Management, Department of Defense approach to business transformation, DoD business systems modernization, DoD contracts management, DoD financial management, DoD support infrastructure management, DoD weapon systems acquisition, enforcement of tax laws, ensuring the cybersecurity of the nation, ensuring the effective protection of technologies critical to U.S. national security interests, funding the nation's surface transportation system, government-wide personnel security clearance process, improving and modernizing federal disability programs, improving federal management of programs that serve tribes and their members, improving federal oversight of food safety, improving the management of information technology acquisitions and operations, limiting the federal government's fiscal exposure by better managing climate change risks. These programs are ripe for innovative yet low-risk solutions to solve the government's challenges. They are also ripe for companies to challenge incumbent solutions and approaches that are not accomplishing agency objectives or are increasing programmatic risk. High-risk case studies at the Small Business Administration. For example, emergency small loans for business is new to the list. Between March and December 2020, SBA made or guaranteed more than 14.7 million loans and grants through economic injury disaster loans and the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, providing about $744 billion in emergency funding to help small businesses. Congress appropriated an additional $284 billion for PPP and $20 billion for targeted EIDL advances in December 2020. However, the speed with which SBA implemented the programs left them susceptible to improper payments, where they either made payments in an incorrect amount or shouldn't have made payments at all. There have been reports of fraud in both programs. In a December 2020 report, SBA's financial statement auditor identified several material weaknesses and controls associated with the two programs, including weaknesses in SBA's loan approval processes that led to loans going to potentially ineligible borrowers. Summary for capture managers. Does your company have innovative solutions to mitigate waste, fraud, and abuse? If so, consider using this report to determine how you might assist the SBA and other agencies in addressing high-risk programs.